yeah.
I don't have to show you any stinking brushes.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
I feel like I can't talk right.
Filthy, filthy,
I talk over myself.
Filthy, filthy, filthy.
It's on you.
I love it, Buku, Buku.
See you this time.
Buku, Buku, Buku.
I feel like we're finally wired in.
What's up, guys? This is Trina, and Zach is here with me for episode 10 of Cold Feet.
Good job. Last week we said we'd let Trina start the episode, and she did, and she nailed it. Good job.
It's not that hard to do.
But isn't it like, don't you just feel like accomplished?
Sure.
That first part.
You're making me nervous pointing at me.
I was nervous
hyping
for you.
Hyping me up. Yeah. Why?
You know, it's a big thing trying to take on the reins of this fast growing of a thing, this podcast, this show. It's a big deal to, you know, take the reins and kind of usher that steer into the lanes.
Started off right though.
No, I'm second. You know what I'm saying? I can't even talk.
What did you just say?
Guys, we are just going to trudge through this podcast. It is a late podcast for us. It's almost 8 o'clock on a Sunday. We got game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavaliers, the Celtics. So I'm going to bust this maybe half an hour out right now, you think?
Yeah.
You didn't really like that idea before, and then maybe record after to see who won?
Sure, we can do that. We'll see how it goes.
If we're awake.
I know, we might pass out. Yeah. Nah, we'll be awake.
But we can get predictions now. Who do you think? You think LeBron's going to pull it off? Get the old limping Cavaliers to the finals?
Who is it? Celtics. Are they? It's a home game for the Celtics, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Last game was at the
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. It was at Cleveland. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because they have home court advantage the whole playoffs.
So last game, game 7, Celtics home game.
Yep. Celtics are favored to win by 2.5
really?
Points. Yep. 2.5 points is
I feel like it makes a big difference for the Celtics when they play at home.
Oh, yeah.
A huge difference.
Yeah, they're like 10-1 at home, 0-1 whatever on the road.
And then when I saw the Cavaliers playing at the Celtics, like watching them, they did not look very good.
Oh, so you think the Celtics are going to...
I think that the Cavs are going to win, but it's going to be a close game.
Oh, I think it's going to be a close game, too.
I think it's going to be a real close game.
I hope the Cavs win.
I think the Cavs are going to win, and it's going to be a close game. But I think that if the Celtics win, it's going to be a blowout.
Really? Yeah. I think it's going to be close all the way up until the end, and the Celtics are just going to squeak by.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to win by like 7-ish.
We'll see.
Because, like, the Cavs are
going to
give
up the end. If the Cavs win, the score at the end is going to be close. If the Celtics win, it's going to be a blowout.
Ooh.
Those are my predictions.
So you're banking on... you're just trying to... Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. Like, you can't bet on that.
Well,
I guess that's the reason for whatever's. They have, like, a range. Like, say if you bet on the Celtics to win, if they don't win by 2.5 points, then you lose because you didn't cover the spread.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Anyways... that's big exciting stuff for our Sunday evening.
Yeah, that's about it, really.
Yeah. Exciting show news. Cliffhangers, suspense. We've been watching Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, that last episode ended a little crazy there.
Yeah. It was nuts. There was a handmaid. There was like a big meeting.
We can't tell. Well, this is a
spoiler alert. But like we still don't know because they cut it off at the end.
Right.
Anyways, at the end of the episode, there's like this big meeting with all like the leaders of the new, you know, territory Gilead, like all the commanders and presidents.
Very important people.
Very important people, like high ups. And the handmaid walks into this room filled with all of them, and it looks like she has a little hand grenade. She runs through the middle.
Yeah.
And just like, pew.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know, there's a ball of fire, and then the
we
episode
don't know,
ends.
Though.
The episode
I
ends.
I kind of had a thought, though, like this could be a dream.
Really?
This could be someone's dream.
I hope not.
I don't know.
Poor handmaids get set free.
I know, right?
Or there
so
could be severe repercussions if they all die. Those
yeah,
people die.
That
then
too.
All like the underlings, the dumb underlings, and like not the smart, sophisticated people who set
happen?
Up Gilead.
What kind of punishment will they give them? Because they've had some pretty crazy punishments, like the one where they pretended they were about to hang them all.
Yeah.
That one was messed up.
That was fucked up.
That's so scary. Did you notice in that scene, though, Alfred was the only one looking up?
Cut me off.
I'm sorry.
What is she saying, though?
She, in that scene where, like, they were, like, gonna make them hang themselves, Alfred was the only one looking up in that scene. Like, everyone else had their heads down, and her head was, she was looking up.
She was looking up towards hope, towards her God, her salvation, her... I'm gonna turn into a black preacher. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. That was really racist. I'm sorry. God. That was fucked up. Oh my God, why did I do that? I'm glad we don't have the video portion of the podcast going today. Wow. Might need to confront some of that just popped out right there.
Sorry. Crazy though, right?
Yeah. Handmaid's Tale. Check it out if you haven't already.
For sure, on Hulu. Check it out. It's a Hulu original.
Are you excited for anything coming up? Any shows?
Any shows? What?
You're not really like that. I'm glad you're not like that.
Like what?
Freaking just... Oh, you've been watching a lot of Desperate Housewives. That's a little lame.
It is kind of lame. The acting's so bad, too.
It's so bad,
but, so much happens in one episode that, like, you just... Like, you're watching it, and you're like, what is going to happen next? Like, it just sets it up for so much. I can see how there's, like... 8 seasons.
The gossip, the betrayal.
It reminds me of our parents' version of Pretty Little Liars for age.
Suburbia.
Yeah, just like in like a lot drama. Of like lies, betrayal, cheating, murder.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a crazy show. My mom used to watch it all the time, and I would watch like episodes with her like here and there. I was super young though. It came out in, what did we say, 2004?
That's when it started.
When it started, yeah. So I was only like 9.
I wonder how many of those actors are dead.
Oh my God.
What if they had like the Glee effect where everyone just started killing themselves or ODing?
That's real. The Glee effect. I like that.
Dating Big Sean. Man. Yeah. We didn't finish Glee ever. We still have like 2 seasons left.
Yeah.
3 seasons. We didn't get to where Cory Monteith died.
We didn't see the one where they do a memorial for him. You haven't seen that one
not
yet?
Not yet, no. I would have been crying.
I cried. I would
remember that, really.
I get very emotionally invested into characters on TV shows.
That heroin. It's a hell of a drug.
I know. Sad.
I'm waiting. I got 24 more years.
I don't know why that's a thing for you.
24 more years and I'll try heroin.
What?
When I'm 50.
Yeah, that's what Zach says.
23 and change. So, we're close.
We're not. You're not going to try
less than halfway there.
Oh, my God.
We're not less than halfway from... Brings us to our first and not the only segment of this...
Woohoo!
This day's podcast. Panda Fortune. Guys, we do Panda Fortunes because... They're the worst of all fortunes in the fortune industry. And the fortune cookie industry. We went to Panda on Friday night, right?
Mine's not even in the cookie.
Where is it? It just popped out?
It's like hanging out. I don't even have to crack my cookie to see my fortune.
It's like a penny on tails. You just leave it. Just flip it over for the next guy. You want me to have that one?
No. This is mine.
All right. Get the crack on the mic. There we go. All right. What's your fortune?
You go first.
All right. I went first last week. But it's
whatever. I don't care.
My fortune, they're usually not fortunes. They're usually statements.
Right.
But old listeners know this. All right. For success today, look first to yourself.
Aww.
Well, it's almost the end of the day. I wish I would have opened this earlier.
This morning? Yeah. When you rolled out of bed?
Yeah. Before you, might not I add?
Yeah, you did wake up before
you
me.
Were a dragon this morning. What was up? What's up? Speaking of fortune, Chinese, you are a dragon.
I'm actually a boar.
Stop what's monkeying around. I'm a
no,
monkey.
No, what's
I'm
your... A, are I'm you a monkey? Monkey?
Yeah.
I'm a boar.
Oh, that's so weird. I feel like you just read that when you're younger and just stuck to it. Like I'm a
that's
boar.
What I was on the Chinese calendar every time. February's a boar.
That's a pig.
I know what a boar is, Zach. Thank you.
Can you snort for me? Oh, that was a good one. That was better. My little boar. All right, stop.
No, late nights. Late nights at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
It's graduation season.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're making past me, prom season. Now we're in grad season.
Making me feel old. High school, I know, graduation, right? Season, yeah.
Bruh, in 2 years, it'll be 10 years since I've graduated.
Yeah, I think like that. It's been 5 years for, like, me. It'll, I just hit my 5-year anniversary.
That's not bad.
No, but it did make me feel old.
It does.
Like, a picture on my little Facebook on this day popped up of prom, me mm-hmm. and my cousin, and it was like 5 years ago today. I'm like, oh my God, that was 5 years ago? Shit.
You know what makes me feel old?
What, me?
Dance moves. What? And you, yeah. No, just like, I can't do any of the new dance moves. Like, it's just like,
they're so like,
I don't know, like, it's like a different beat. Like, it used to be just like,
they're
simple.
They're very like,
ha, ha, ha. Do a little womp. It's just, it's so advanced.
Womp?
Now.
What is womp? The wop?
People dance off beat. Like,
the they dance off beat, but it's still on beat.
No, it's an off beat. They don't dance off beat, but it's an off beat. Like, reggae, it's like, it's an off beat.
Yeah, and then it's very like, what kind of dancing are you thinking? No, like, the dancing the kids do now is very like poppy and locky, I feel like.
Oh my God. I wish we had the fucking video. You just went poppy and locky.
It is. The way they like dab real quick and then like fluidly move into another movement and then they like pop their body.
You look like a tin man over there.
I don't dance.
I need to grease some joints.
I'm not a dancer.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Like, like, what's this number where they put
hit
their
the quan.
They put their arm up and they just,
I don't know.
I've always done it wrong. Always done it wrong.
I can, what is this?
That's
whip.
Old.
I can whip.
See, that's old.
That's old?
That's your cutoff.
Really?
Can you floss? That's the
no,
new. See?
I cannot floss.
That means you're old. You're old.
My little sister can floss.
We need to put up a flossing video up on the site. We need to learn how to floss. Maybe get your sister to teach us how to floss.
I know. I cannot floss.
I just flossed.
I look
for
ridiculous.
The podcast.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, but yeah, it's not the same flossing.
But yeah, we gotta keep up.
Yeah.
Be in the know. Be in that hive mind.
Yeah. Whip it nay nay, huh? That's my cutoff.
That is your cutoff.
That does make me feel pretty old.
Mine was the the womp.
Yeah,
mine
so
was like
5 years since Bernie. I graduated high school.
The Bernie. The Remember Bernie. People were doing that?
Oh, yeah. You, like, put your back. Hands back and...
That's, like, white people dancing, though.
Yeah.
It's an easy one. All right, so what's your fortune?
All right. Your gratitude will change the attitude of those around you.
Your gratitude... I can't do that. Fuck. I can't say that.
What? Talking in an accent?
Ugh.
What? Is all of a sudden now talking in an accent...
It is. It's a little fucked up. Let me get your fortune.
Why?
Let me see if you read it right.
Are you serious?
Your eyes are shifted. Your gratitude will change the attitude of those around you. You nailed it.
Right. Of course. Thank you.
What does this mean to you? What will you take?
I hate when you ask me those questions after I read fortunes.
And
because honestly, they don't really mean that much to me. I just kind of read it.
Well, you've done the same to me and put me on the spot. Yeah, so what does it mean to you? Your gratitude will change the attitude of those around
you. If I'm nicer to people, they will be nicer around me.
Yeah. Isn't that weird how they have all those different, the same sayings in different languages? Like, they're proverbs. Like,
treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we all learned that in, like, fifth grade.
I know, but it goes around in, like, every different language.
Yeah.
And, like, silence is a virtue. And
patience is a virtue?
Patience is a virtue. My mom was a bitch.
Silence is a virtue.
Silence is golden. That's what it was. Zachary, patience is good. But silence is a virtue. Now shut the fuck up. And do the laundry.
You didn't do laundry.
I did our laundry as a kid.
Aww.
My mom was a single mom. I had
did
chores,
you fold
bro.
It? I had chores,
we,
too.
I think we all folded together. But I washed everything. I remember one time I fucked up. Almost destroyed the washing machine. My mom was crying. And
what'd
I was like,
you do?
I just put too much detergent in there. I put like... the powder detergent, and I just put like all like almost
oh,
the whole
it was
bucket.
Like soaping,
yeah,
foaming out,
it was everywhere. Yeah, my mom was crying.
You bleached my shirt. You turned my blue shirt purple.
You left your shirt in the washing machine.
You should have checked the dryer.
Who puts one shirt in the washing machine and just doesn't tell anybody? Me. It was on the bottom, and we had to bleach whites.
If there was one thing in there in our white washing machine, you should have seen my blue shirt before you put stuff in there. Oh. But it turned it to a nice purple tone.
Yeah. See?
I'll still wear it.
Yeah. It didn't destroy it. It altered it. Change isn't always bad, Trina.
We all need a little change.
Just express your gratitude.
Right.
Yeah. And the attitude of me will change.
Okay.
And we'll be better.
Do you remember what your fortune was?
My fortune was, for success today, look first to yourself. And I will do that tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. What do you got planned for tomorrow?
Oh, we have tomorrow off.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. I started my new job last week. It's kind of nice to have a four-day week this week, three-day weekend. Yeah.
How's perfect. Your new job?
It's not bad. It's a little easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you find yourself doing every day?
For the first couple weeks, I'll be taking what are called inbound calls. So I'll just be fielding calls. And
you making friends?
Yeah. Making friends. You're making fun of me for making friends and the topics we've discussed.
But, no. Zach's known as like the comedian around work now.
I know. Somehow it got out. I'm trying to do it. So like they reference me for shit. I'm like, I'm not really like doing this, guys. Like, I hope I hope someone real from like the community is like the comedy community doesn't walk in and be like, I don't even know this guy. Oh man, it'll be embarrassing. But yeah, it's fun meeting new people.
Yeah.
You know, learning a new industry.
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 How's your work life been? Work life balance?
Pretty good. Solid. Late nights.
Late nights. Slang and cheese.
Yeah. Slang and cheese. Slang and money.
Slang and cheese.
Yeah. It is nice to come home with money every night. I do like that.
Yeah.
Like going from like having a paycheck every week to getting cash every
that
night.
That instant gratification.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for that first paycheck.
Yeah, it'll be fat too, right?
It's gonna be nice, yeah.
Because it has like 3 weeks of worth on 3 weeks of work on it.
Yup. It'll be nice. Been broke as a joke. We went on our first date in a little while the other day.
Yeah, that was
fun. Went to M Shack, yeah.
Always hit up the old M Shack.
Yeah, that's our go-to.
So we had our first date.
Yeah.
I like
so
it there, good. Though. Yes.
We shared Insanity Burger. Had our own Sunrise Burgers, like freaking gentlemen and doctors.
Couple beers.
Freaking IPAs. Oh. Oh. I'd beer.
Yeah, Zach had beer.
Broke the sobriety streak. Been almost like, I don't know, like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice to have two beers, relax, unwind. No, I had three.
Had three IPAs.
And I felt drunk. Remember I was like kind of drunk?
He was drunk. He was acting like a drunk girl.
Yeah.
When we got home. Yeah. It was him.
It was the perfect amount of drunk. Yeah, and I was trying to explain to you at dinner, like, the way, like, alcohol and pot are different for me. I hate saying pot. Weed. Nope. I heard myself saying pot, like, on the when I was editing the video for the YouTube. I was like, I don't want to say pot. It's not like my mother.
Pot.
Pot. My mom used to call it pot or cannabis growing up.
Cannabis?
Yeah.
Marijuana.
Try to be, you know, the devil's scientifical. Place. Anyways, like, with weed, I can just, like, get a little high. And, like, maybe get a little too high and then, like, stop. And be like, I'm fine. Like, I'm a little paranoid. Don't need to smoke anymore. With alcohol, I keep always trying to up the level. You know what I mean? Like, this feels good. I can probably feel better if I drink one more beer.
Why, though?
And then feel better.
Why does your brain, does your brain go to that when you put alcohol in your system?
There might be some alcoholism in my bloodline. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I think there is. Definitely on my mom's side. Like, there is. Like, but one of my grandpas was like 88 whenever he died. I mean, he had like Natty Lights all the time. Like, not Natty Lights. What was it?
Bush Lights.
It was Milwaukee something. Oh. Milwaukee Best or I don't know. But he had those everywhere all the time. And like, I don't know. He seemed healthy and happy. But I don't want to live like that.
No.
I wake up like we felt kind of shitty waking up.
Yeah, I don't like waking up the day after I drink.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's not fun. I feel like I used to be able to just power through it, but it just, like, sets me back now.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, it whenever we woke up, it wasn't too bad.
No, I just feel groggy for the whole day.
But I don't get how people do that multiple times a week.
Yeah, right?
I can see like once a month or every now and
again. Yeah, but their body also gets used to that.
Yeah.
So it's not as hard for them to like...
True.
Like wake up. Because they just like, yeah, I know. We don't drink that much.
Man.
Alcohol is not that fun to me though.
But I've had a nice little buzz.
I like it while I'm doing it, but I don't like how alcohol carries on its effects to the next day.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like with pot.
Yeah. Pot. Well, the better the thing makes you feel, the worse the repercussions. Like with drugs.
Yeah.
Like uppers, like you're gonna come down just as far as you were feeling up.
Right.
And the same with, you know, alcohol.
Yeah.
But with pot, there's no really... I don't have any bounce back. Like, I don't feel... Sometimes, like, I'll feel the next day, but it's like I can get through it if I just power through it. But with alcohol, you just... If you try to power through it, you'll...
Maybe it's like that for us yourself. Because we smoke more than we drink, but somebody that was to switch, like if they smoked the way we did, they would feel it the next day. But if they are used to drinking all the time... They're able. You get. It's reversed for them.
Like someone who's completely sober would be like, "Oh, I can't do anything, guys," because the next day.
Exactly.
I feel it. And they're probably better people.
Yeah.
Better people for it.
Probably. You know?
No, I'm just kidding.
So,
what do you want to talk about? Do you have any notes? Any pressing issues? We can make this a short one.
I don't have any notes right now.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. I suck.
Mm.
I came unprepared.
No, we can chill for a little bit, watch this game.
Yeah, game starts in 14 minutes.
Come back. You know what we will do, though? We'll get our little... Whoa, Vicky, bitch. Whoa, Vicky. Whoa, Vicky, bitch. Bitch. Whoa, Vicky, bitch. Whoa, Vicky. Whoa. Cut that one short for you.
Yeah.
It's a little got some Vicky clips. Vicky's Corner.
Yeah, she's coming up.
So we'll be back soon, guys. It's going to be no time for you. Little time for us. And we love you. It's Cold Feet.
Peace.
And we're back. A lot of things happened in the time that we left. Not much in the time that you've been listening. It's just a blip on your radar. But nice. We had some tacos.
Yeah, taco charo.
Taco chara.
Taco chara. Charo. Yeah.
Head up taco chara, the best quesadillas in all of Jacksonville.
Yeah, right next to the Circle K.
Yep, and off beach in Kernan. Come and check us
across
out.
Across from the... We're telling too much information.
Yeah. but we just witnessed greatness.
Some would say.
And we witnessed greatness in the scope of basketball. True. But, I mean, LeBron James, you got to give it up. Give it up for the man.
He's a monster.
He single-handedly, he literally, for like the nail in the coffin play, put the team on his back.
Yeah.
Morris was hanging on his back. He made the layup. 3-point play. Ridiculous. He did get dunked on, though, by a 20-year-old. Justin Tatum. And got flexed on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he, after the game, he was like, hey, don't do that again, son. Great series. You're a great talent, but I'll fuck you up.
He probably said nothing close to that.
He doesn't think like that. He's just like, all right, that was a good play.
Yeah.
Because he has like a, you know,
he doesn't have an ego.
He's an alpha male, and he doesn't
faze him.
Yeah, Jesus. But you had a good time watching the game.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cool.
Sometimes basketball is really boring to watch.
But game seven, come on, it was close the whole time.
Yeah,
you were right.
I know.
You were right. I was wrong with the prediction.
Celtics won. Or no, Cavs won. Cavs won. Celtics kept it close till the end, and then Cavs just took off, found their little groove, and just.
Yeah, their inexperience got up to them. They were like deer in the headlights. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
LeBron just took over. He was like a different mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Like the roar. Gave me goosies. Gave me goosies, but I promised y'all though. So that's what we'll do right now.
She's back.
She's back. She had some requests. I guess you know, kind of had some input too on how we should frame this. And we got an intro, Vicky.
Yeah, we do.
So
you guys need to get to know who she is.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Vicky. I'm Trina's mom. I've been doing this podcast with Trina and Zach, and I've never introduced myself. So I'm Vicky. I'm 52, and I own a cleaning company.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm a maid, which the new terminology for that today is cleaning lady. I've been doing this for 15 years. It's not a career.
All right, so that's, that's Vicky. All right. That's her little intro. It sounded like she had a lot of stuff written out, pre-written out. Oh, man.
That was good.
Did she write it out for you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, maybe she did so that she could read it and sound pretty, like, nice and professional.
Yeah. Sure. All right. And then we got, I have Facebook pet peeve, if you want to do that.
What else are they called?
She sent us one recording. I think it's, I'm going to play it right now. I think it's just her watching TV laughing. Oh, man.
Tools and tires. We got everything at Sears.
We have determined that that's Joe List from the Netflix comedy specials, the stand-ups.
And it's like, it's kind of like a butt dial.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a butt dial, but it was a butt record.
I don't know if she was recording herself watching TV or what.
I think she didn't realize she was recording herself, but there's probably some golden material on that.
I know. Well, she's just talking to herself and just like, just stuff we shouldn't hear.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll listen to it later.
Yeah. All right. So, Facebook pet peeve.
Okay.
This one's seven minutes long, so I'm not going
to
play all of it.
Chest,
I'm going to skip through it.
Pet
okay?
peeves on Facebook. And it's when I'm reading a post about something, and then all of a sudden, race starts becoming the talk of the post, which has nothing to do with what the post was about.
Mm.
The example I'm talking about today was this lady was talking about how people call in sick from work for various reasons. And then somebody made a comment about, oh, yeah, you know, one time my boss called in sick, blah, blah, blah. And later on in the post, it got to, you know, my boss is an older white lady and that she hangs out with a young black man. So anyways, the next post after that was, well, why did you have to say that he was a black man?
Mm.
What did that have to do with anything? But she was explaining why the lady called in sick because she wanted to hang out with her boyfriend, the young black man. Anyways, so again, that got turned around to a whole entire race issue because I'm uncomfortable.
I'm
allowed to say the Mexican. Yes, there is differences in. I'm tired of people wanting to throw a dart at the first person that described. Where did it go to fly? But
it
is
gotta let
so
it play out a little bit.
Irritating to sit there and just try to read a freaking story on Facebook, and within the three or four posts, here it is, a racial fight. It just and we're not racist. And when I'm saying and describing my daughter being married to a black man, because I want to shut your mouth up and I want you to understand that we're not racist and anybody. So I just want to put that out there. And I just want this younger generation of people to stop and think and stop being so damn sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. Am I just supposed to say the people or the person or
that's
the fire?
She went off to a whole different thing. All right. So you heard it from Vicky. Stop making everything about race.
Yeah. Why is that a thing?
God.
Why does it matter?
Get off of Facebook with your race talk. I think I've, you know, we've all been in like a Facebook argument, but not in a while for me. I'm Facebook argument free for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've trolled around on Facebook.
Yeah, so I feel great, clear-headed, clear-thoughted.
Do you feel like one is
there's no point
in your path?
What?
Shortly?
No, definitely not.
Nah.
Even if I catch myself doing it, like
you
it's
just
like
get it out, type it, and then erase it.
Nope, I just don't even like. I don't know.
That's
I just
what I do.
I just don't. Yeah, you type it out and then delete it.
Nah,
it's not worth it. You're not gonna change anyone's mind on Facebook.
Yeah, it's one little comment that eventually is just gonna get scrolled over.
Yep.
No one's gonna pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna waste all your time.
Yeah. So basically, your thoughts don't matter.
Yep, that's not what I said, but that's what you took out of it. Anything you want to lay out on the line?
Oh, you know what we talked about while we were on our little pause?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about accents.
Oh, yeah.
Because Zach was doing his little accent and he felt bad for doing it.
What accent? Oh, the black preacher?
Yeah, that one. And then didn't you do another one too, I think? You started doing like a Chinese one or something?
Yeah. But it's not racist if someone does an English accent.
It's not.
It's not It's
not.
So why is it racist if I try to be an old...
If we're just talking like this, it doesn't matter, but... Whenever you talk.
If I say, what's the winner by the bum o'clock?
Oh.
What's the winner by the bum o'clock? I can't even say it right. What's the winner by the o'clock?
You need to stop. You need to stop now.
You need to stop it.
Stop it.
I mean, and if I went... I guess Chinese is still pretty racist because you don't know Chinese. So you're just talking like...
Remember when we were watching some comedian show at the Comedy Zone and he started doing one of his bits and it was just like,
oh, it was the hypnotist.
Oh yeah,
he was like, like you're a Chinese rapper.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, ching chong.
Yeah, it was so racist
and everyone was like, ugh.
Yeah,
I mean, some people were still going along with it, like others are like,
right, they
the
were
fuck?
hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Yeah, hypno comedy. It's really just to let people relax. Relax, man. All right, if you have nothing else to go off of.
I don't know, do you?
Nah, man.
That's all you have written down?
Nope.
I was counting on you.
Nah, we can just... Actually, if you want to check out Vicky's YouTube. Do you know her YouTube name?
I do not. I probably should.
She has a video that's... It's going viral as we speak. It is how to clean poop off your shoe. Vicky, we gotta get her name real quick, and we'll put the video on the website too.
Yeah, we'll put a link on.
It's been viewed over 3,000 times.
It's just Vicky Neal.
Yep, Vicky Neal.
She has 8 subscribers.
Hey man,
subscribe to her channel.
We don't have any.
Yeah, I know, she's more than this.
Hey,
we'll give her a little subscribe.
If people say it's funny, they're giving rave reviews. A lot of LOLs.
She has a lot of views on that video.
I know, over 3,000.
Hopefully, she will. Get her channel up and running a little bit more and give you some more nice cleaning tips. I know whenever I need to figure out how to clean something, she's the first person I call. Hey, mom, how do I get this ring out of the toilet?
Muriatic acid, right?
No.
Is that what she says? A little bleach.
Yeah.
All right. One other thing. I have something to settle with you, and maybe we can do it here.
Settle with me.
I have a grievance that I've filed that you've since burned said file. What?
Let me guess. Rock, paper, scissors.
Holy shit. How did you know? Did you read my notes?
No.
You mother licka. Anyways, we had a rock, paper, scissors duel about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay. It was probably like 4 days ago.
Regardless or irregardless, whatever you're supposed to say. I felt like you definitely did cheat it. It's not I felt like. It's like,
how did I cheat?
The rules were best of three.
I did not cheat in the game of rock, paper, scissors.
You didn't cheat, but you cheated the outcome, okay? First off, best of three, I won that.
Mm-hmm.
Best of five, that's fine. People continue that stuff all the time. I'm cool with going to five, okay? I beat you in that still. I think we even went to seven. Did we go to seven?
I don't remember.
Irregardless. Again, you were supposed to walk the dog. Whoever lost was supposed to walk Bentley.
Yeah.
And you didn't do that. And I had to walk Bentley.
Well, it was
Bentley,
late at night.
And I won.
Well, it was late at night.
But I won.
It was like midnight. You don't send your girlfriend out on the streets at midnight.
You have a dog.
So?
You have protection.
What if I got raped?
Well, it would have been Bentley's fault. Bentley's fault. And don't try to make me feel bad. When you lost, the sanctity of rock, paper, scissors, like, ergo.
Do you want to play right
I
now?
I will never trust you in rock, paper, scissors again.
Do you want to play right now?
It doesn't matter if we play, because we're playing for nothing. We're playing for nil. We're playing for
no,
cloud money.
Best of three.
For what?
For
what?
To do it.
To do what?
To play.
But there's nothing on the line.
To settle who the real champion is.
I'm not playing rock, paper, scissors. I'm not doing that on a podcast. I can't even say rock, paper, scissors, first of all.
I'll say it.
Second
rock,
of all,
paper, scissors,
I
shoot.
Can't play it on a podcast.
Yeah. We'll just say the outcome.
No, because you've ruined the sanctity.
No, I haven't.
Of yes, you have.
You
that's what I'm trying
to
say
right now.
For
now on the streets at 12 o'clock.
It wasn't 12 o'clock, first
of all.
It
was late.
It was 9.
It was very dark.
The sun had just fallen over
that's
the horizon.
That's a lie. That's for sure a lie.
You see how much detail I had in that, though? That means I know what I was talking about because I gave such vivid detail.
What?
That's just a thing.
The moon was coming through the trees. It was dark.
I don't really listen to the podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. Do I have vocal fry? I feel like I have it right now.
What does that mean?
My voice goes like this.
Sometimes.
I'm talking. Really?
I guess.
God, it's annoying. It's a dumb people thing. I got to stop doing it. Anyways, no, we're not playing rock, paper, scissors ever. Okay. Nope.
Put your hand up.
No, it's over. Guys, we might come back. This has been a short episode, so we're most likely going to come back during the week, give you an update. Come prepared. Come talking. Ooh, come talking. That sounds gross. And give you what you want. Give the people what they need. In the meantime, be liking our Facebook page. Check out our Instagram. It's growing. Watch the few videos we
send
have up on
farts.
YouTube. Send us fart. Send us
Find us farts.
Find us fart. No, send us farts, fan art. And
Happy Sloth Sunday.
What?
Happy Sloth Sunday.
Happy Sloth Sunday. Yeah. We love you guys. We're out. It's Cold Feet.
Peace.
Damn.